Your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents is a
orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan is the legal
guardian.
And do you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around? You say, this area is full of my
kinfolks.
Okay. Any other name for kinfolks?
People and kinfolks.
You say, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
no relation.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he's called a...
stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
Alien.
Okay. Any other name?
Foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country?
I think so.
How would you use it? Who would be a foreigner?
That's the fellow that come in there and you didn't know what his name was and you didn't know nothing about him. He's talking to your neighbor about him. You'd say, so-and-so lived down there. He's a foreigner, but I don't know what his name is. I don't know nothing about him.
He could be from Alabama.
He could be from any place besides here, you know.
Mm-hmm. And a woman who conducts school is called a...
the teacher.
Any special names for a woman who's a teacher?
No. No.
And you say it was so cold last night that the pipes...
frozen.
And they...
burst.
Hmm?
And they burst open.
Okay. And you say, I was going to wrap them, but they had already...
put it off too long. That's what you done.
And they had done what?
They had already broke when too late. Frozen and busted.
Uh-huh. And you say, if it gets very cold, the pipes are going to...
break again.
Or... they're gonna, the water's gonna...
when it thaws up, the water's gonna run out.
Uh-huh. But when it gets cold, the water's gonna...
freeze.
And the pipes are gonna...
they're gonna break. They're gonna burst open.
And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say, last night we had a...
frost.
What if it's harder than that?
Freeze.
Say if you had just a thin coat of ice on the lake, you'd say, last night the lake...
almost froze over, had thin ice on it.
And you'd say, he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he, what, all the way home?
Ran.
Okay, and he has, what, a mile? He's already, what, a mile this morning? He
made a couple of miles.
He's, what, he hadn't walked them, he's...
ran.
And you'd say, horses gallop, but people walk or...
run.
And what would you call a barrel maker?
A barrel maker?
Barrel.
Barrel?
Uh-huh.
Oh. What I'd call a barrel maker? I ain't been around no barrel makers.
Did you ever hear of somebody's last name, the name Cooper or Cooper? C-O-O-P-E-R?
Don't recall.
Cooper or Cooper, did you ever do that?
I reckon I have. I just don't remember.
And what would you call a preacher that's not very well trained? Just sort of preaches here and there and he's not very good at preaching.
I'd say, well, the boy done the best he could, but he got a lot to learn. He's got a lot of studying to do.
What would you call a carpenter who's not very good?
He'd have to be a helper. If he ain't no good, he can't do the work.
But if he thinks he's good.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that.